This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, where we have so much fun. It's an exciting program. It's very entertaining and informative. As I always say, and I have to repeat myself, not quite as entertaining as a late night driving across Nevada with thunder and lightning and listening to the alien shows. I just love those alien shows. I am the biggest proponent of the alien shows, and I have my own show. And with you guys, we have our own show. I apologize. But we have our own shows, and we can't overdo or outdo the alien show. I just will never overcome the alien shows.
You know what we need to do? The reason why alien shows are so popular, I think, is all of these accounts of, well, two things. All of these accounts of aliens abducting people and doing probes and all this kind of stuff on them, and the fact that Steven Spielberg made a movie about E.T. and about aliens. So if we want to hit that popularity, first we got to get Spielberg to do a movie about us, and then maybe we need to start... Okay, no, I'm not going to suggest that we kidnap people and probe them. That's going too far.
But
that's too far.
We
that's
could get
far.
An article...
No, not too far.
Get an article placed in the Daily Globe, "My Lawyer Was an Alien."
Huh?
Ooh.
Think about that.
All right. Yeah. That could work.
Wow.
Who looked like Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Okay. Now we're starting to get somewhere.
Well, Your Honor, I don't. You might be from the United States on planet Earth, but you are
Zotar.
Part of the overall jurisdiction of Zotan 5, for which I hold a bar card under my name, Nanook.
By the way, this is not a joke. I've seen these before in court.
Yes.
Some people walking in, that's what you think. Really, dude? Oh, my gosh. Well, we're here. If you want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, what's the actual phone number? But 855-LAW-RADIO is what, Denise?
855-529-7234.
And we've got to tell you, like we always say, make sure you understand we're talking about general topics of law. We're in... probably 16 states. All of us are barred in the state of California, but we talk about everything. We do have lawyers in other parts of the state. We had a Texas question. We brought Chip Evans, our Texas lawyer at Austin, came on the line. We can bring lawyers on the line from these states.
Shoot, dang, that was awesome.
Yep, that was awesome. And we're not giving you legal advice. Don't seek local counsel. And remember, the most important thing is whatever you learn here is very good evidence and very important things to use at the dinner table during Christmas, during Thanksgiving, and when the in-laws come over.
It doesn't establish legal precedent, but it could establish dinner table precedent.
That's right.
You're going to think
right.
of that. This is big.
It replaces the they say.
It does.
We are the they say.
It adds far more credibility. I am waiting, you know, I am waiting for the first person to submit a video or audio or something where of a dinner table conversation where Radio Law Talk is quoted. That yeah, I will have reached the mountaintop when they say, well, I heard. I mean, look, to be credible, it'll probably have to be something that Denise Dirks or Fred Penny said. But if you throw my name in.
Oh,
yes.
If we could have Judge Judy just quote us once on her little. Judge Judy show. Now we'd be getting somewhere, wouldn't we?
on her little Judge Judy show that she makes $20 million a year on.
Yeah. We're close.
Yes.
We're right there.
Yeah, we're close. Hold your, all of us make so much money on Radio Law Talk.
I make $20 million a year in Zotan 5 credits. The problem is the exchange rate with the United States, it comes out to about a nickel.
So, what? You get a nickel?
Yeah, I didn't say. I didn't know. You got more than we did. You got a nickel. We're going to talk a little bit about Trump. We've got to bring this up. We've got to talk a little bit about William Barr. Should he be forced to testify? I've got a couple of takes on that that's really interesting. And really, to me, another interesting issue is the Penn State University president was granted a huge victory by the court, and we're going to talk about that. But before we do all that, we have a fun little tidbit called Case or No Case that everybody loves, and I know it's something to do with the car, and Cal, I'm not sure he's going to try to trick us, but what he does is he gives us a case, and we have to say if it's a real case. And then we have to determine whether whether there is an outcome, or if there is an outcome, what the outcome is. And this is for points, and more importantly, it's for the first 1 to 50 points between the three of us illustrious lawyers. We get Donna's really good spaghetti. Donna, does it have meat in it? Because I like meat. I mean, it's got just a little bit of, is it ground beef?
No.
Oh, it's ground beef. Yeah, I can see her through the window. Those of you who have never been in our studio, we can see through the window in the producer's area, and Don is sitting there. And so it's got ground beef, and it's a marinara sauce, right? Now, you didn't pour
red sauce, red sauce.
You're not just pouring it out of a jar. Okay, thank you. I wanna do the. Okay, I'm excited. And then, what type of noodles are they? Are they just like normal spaghetti noodles, or do you like these special like shells or what?
Just spaghetti noodles.
Just spaghetti? Okay. All right. And then do we put, like, real by the way, did I tell you I'm hungry?
I can tell.
Real mushrooms.
I am so hungry right now.
We got sidetracked all the way.
Real
I am so hungry.
Fresh.
Oh, no mushrooms. Fresh. I can't eat mushrooms.
Okay, we'll leave them out.
Yes.
Fresh.
Thank you.
Parmesan cheese.
Parmesan.
Or marina sauce.
By the way, my family used to call it Parmesan cheese. That's why he's making fun of me. Let's roll case or no case. Let's just get going.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, the case of the unwanted race car. Caroline Narroset was a young woman just learning how to drive. Her daddy had just purchased a new, well, it wasn't new to him, but it was new to him, a used 2003 Ford Thunderbird. He thought once Caroline developed a little skill, he would take her out in the cool car that he loved so much, and he did. So there they are in Boise, Idaho, and she enters the freeway, I-15, and then he says, step on the gas, let's accelerate this bad girl. She did. The car rapidly climbed to the prescribed speed limit and kept going. 75, 80, 85, 90. That's enough. Let up on the gas. Ply the brake. Then he says it excitedly. Put up the car. And she says, I am. Eventually, the brakes bring the car under control. They pull off the freeway with the engine revved up high. They turn off the engine, turn it back on, and the throttle began to work normally. Dad was scared. He thought, man, this car is fast, and little Caroline learned that driving was much easier when everything works well. Dad called the Ford dealer to say, hey, you got any recalls or throttle problems on this Thunderbird? And they said, nope, check your floor mats. So instead, he checked with a lawyer, and I ask you, case or no case? And let's see, it's Denise's turn, I believe, to go first. Correct, Denise?
It is.
Okay, what do you got?
I do believe there was a recall for Ford Thunderbird 03 for a acceleration problem.
Okay.
It seems to me that that's true. And so the question is, did the father sue Ford to try to get it corrected?
Right.
Right? So that's really the question.
Right.
And that would be the underlying case.
He didn't suffer any damages.
No, but it would be like a manufacturing defect.
Mm-hmm.
So he could sue Ford, and he could sue the dealer, and he could sue the manufacturer, right? Everybody under the sun. And he did check his floor mat, and it was not, it wasn't the floor mat.
Oh.
So, you know what I'm thinking?
Hmm.
I time to think about this?
No!
Yes.
Say it! Give us your opinion. You got 30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds. Case, Dad wins.
Okay. Case, Dad wins. I have a very good opinion on this and a very interesting one. So hold on. I'm a personal injury lawyer, by the way. We'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned. The case of the wanton Thunderbird. When we come back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm. It doesn't.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The attorneys you hear on the panel at RadioLawTalk.com are all licensed to practice law in California. But if you want a lawyer, no matter where you're listening, you can check our website, RadioLawTalk.com. There's a button there that says, Talk to a Lawyer. Press it. It's that easy. And of course, we thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk.
So, case or no case, if this is about the car that had an issue with the throttle, I love the fact that Dad pulled over and said, we got a throttle issue here. Turn it off. We'll just start it back up again, dear. Let's just, oh, you're 16? New? Oh, keep on going. No, Dad, get back in the car. But anyway, so, Denise, you said that it was a case and Dad wins against Ford Motor Company for a defect, correct?
And breach of warranty.
And breach of warranty. And I think it's Todd's turn, right, Cal?
Yep.
Okay. What kind of car was this?
It was a 2002 Thunderbird.
You know, she...
Which shares, by the way, a lot of components with other cars. So,
well, you know, I'm thinking about this car, and I'm thinking she got her daddy's car, went cruising to the hamburger stand now.
Yes, that's
seems
right.
Seems like she forgot about the library, like she told her old man now.
That's right.
What song?
And she'll have fun, oh, till her daddy takes the T-Bird away.
That's right.
Yeah, this whole thing seems like a metaphor, and quite frankly, I think he should be very, if it is a metaphor, he should be very concerned about his daughter and things accelerating too quickly. You know, especially if you're dealing with floor mats and all this kind of stuff. But I'm going to say that this is a case. The problem is, I mean, the damages, nobody got hurt with this. You know, I think, in my opinion, the damages here are fix the accelerator. Take a look at it. You know, do some more. Don't tell me it's just the accelerator, because nothing happened here. So I think it's a case. I think that the dad wins, but I don't think it's multi-million-dollar stuff that he wins. I think he wins
or replacement.
For replacement of the accelerator.
Or maybe the floor mats.
Yeah. So
all right, Mr. Penny, what say you? Remember there was a very famous case involving Toyota where a person was actually killed.
A lot of cases on this. In fact, I've handled a lot of different cases civilly. And by the way, Cal, I'm going to say this now that they've already opined.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be stupid if I'm wrong, but I almost geared. Oh, I might be wrong. I look stupid. But I remember there is a floor mat case. It was the floor mat that was pushing on the accelerator. I don't know. There was the T-Bird, but that was a defect, and it was causing. It was the way they made the floor mats was causing the accelerator to be pushed down, and they were unable to stop them, and there were accidents and serious injuries. But this individual, did this guy bring in? You're bringing up a scenario that is true, so I'm going to say it's a true scenario, but did this individual bring something? No, because there's no damages. They have to have damages. So they made the first hurdle, but not the second hurdle. And then you have to come down and see, was that a class action suit? Which I remember, I think it was, because individuals were hurt. And as a Spaniard, I think that you are trying to trick me.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
And never fight with a Sicilian in the winter when a battle of wits is on the line.
That's exactly right. Denise is staring at us.
It's over my head.
Oh, the Princess Bride.
The
Princess Bride, when they're having the, if you put the eye cane powder clearly in the mug in front of you. But then you knew I would.
Anyway.
Yes.
Cal, it's a true scenario.
Uh-oh,
and
it
was a case, so I'm not quite sure what to say about, they don't win. They have no cause of action.
Fred's the only one that said, why didn't he just put it in neutral?
Well, you know what happened, and this the same thing happened with the Toyota when they were driving along, and the Toyota couldn't get, and they said put it in, but there is a neutral lockout switch that was built into at least the Toyota where you could not get the car in neutral for fear that you would therefore jack it into reverse accidentally at a high rate of speed. So there were interlocks prohibiting the dropping the car into neutral. Why would he not shut off the engine? Well, that's another good question.
Because if it's all electronic, then you don't want to do that because
Then you lose your power steering.
Yes.
Right. So it's a tough situation for someone to be in. And for Ford to say, well, remember Toyota, so check your floor mats.
Right. What's the answer, Cal?
You want to know the answer, do you?
I said it's a true scenario, but I don't think this guy...
Here's what's interesting, and I'm not sure how to judge this, so I'm just going to tell you. There was, in fact, a massive recall involving thousands and thousands of Ford vehicles, approximately 18 of them, one of which was the Thunderbird, for this electronic control... electronic control module that affected the fuel. It was temperamental. Sometimes the car would go into limp hold mode, and rare occasion it would, you know, just take off. Ford settled a class action lawsuit and a myriad of individual lawsuits, and the number that I was able to cobble together using table napkin math was $18 million out of pocket for Ford to settle these.
Nothing.
Because there were no real damages. But, you know, people all caught it. No one was. I think there were three deaths relating to
$18 million is nothing.
Yeah, so it's nothing. So it was, in fact, a fake scenario based on a class action case. So that means that Fred gets a point.
Yeah.
Denise gets a point. And Todd gets a point. 1-1-1. And that, ladies and gentlemen,
got it.
Is, and it's a complicated thing, and I have to try to personalize it. And my wife, by the way, loves 2003 Thunderbirds. Just loves them. And she should. They're beautiful cars.
That's case or no case, so we all got a point. Is that
that's
right?
That's exactly right. That's
so that Fred all doesn't matter.
And all for a different reason, in a way.
Yeah, exactly. That's what made it interesting, I thought.
855-LAW-RADIO, if you want to call in and talk about it. William Barr. Can he be forced to testify? Now, this is a question that is being asked, and this is going to be a big issue, and I'm going to talk about it very briefly. As this thing goes forward, we're going to continue to talk about it, but this is what's right on the edge of the law and what's happening right now. It's kind of interesting. Now you think about it. Can Congress subpoena him? Yes. And obviously, and Radio Law Talk, those of you who are first listening to us, we are a politically neutral show. We will argue the left, the right. By the way, I put my right hand down, and then I put my left hand down. And the middle. It doesn't matter. We will argue all sides. But this is clearly a Democratic push, you know, a push in the House to have him talk a little more about what's going on in the Mueller report. So, let's assume they do subpoena him. Let's figure this out. What happens if he doesn't show up and they subpoena him? What happens is Congress sends who? The Sergeant of Arms. He's supposed to go to get him to subpoena him.
They hold him in contempt, right?
Contempt, right. And they show up, and there's the FBI that protects the
Attorney General.
Attorney General. Yeah. So, that's a scenario that is interesting. Or if they hold him in criminal contempt, then they can send this to the AG's office for the Attorney General's office to prosecute this contempt of court, who, by the way, is
William Barr.
William Barr, and he's the boss.
Yeah, so how that's going to go.
That's going to go. And then if you hold them him in civil contempt with a civil judge.
We've got to wrap up. I'm sorry, guys.
Sure,
we'll be right back.
Sure.
Don't go away. Radio Law Talk continues after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY-Lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
After days of upheaval, Venezuela is sinking back into political stalemate. In the fourth month of their standoff, President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido are unable to deliver a knockout blow as Venezuela spirals deeper into neglect, isolation, and desperation. The Trump administration has said Maduro's days are numbered. On Fox News, Mac McClarty, former Clinton White House chief of staff, was asked if the world takes it seriously.
These situations are always dicey, but I think in this case, the administration has done a good job and really initiative from other nations in the region. Brazil, the Lima Group, Argentina, Canada is involved.
The NTSB is on the scene in Florida where a military chartered passenger plane slid off a runway into a shallow river while landing, forcing the 136 passengers and 7 crew members onto a wing to evacuate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was singing in the shower, singing El Solo Mio.
Oh, Solo Mio.
As I was singing Mio, I sneezed. So I'm drying up, you know, and I sneeze again. And I blow my nose. A whole bunch of stuff comes out. I'm suddenly realizing that I am breathing out of my nose the best I've ever breathed out of my nose in years. I don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden now I'm breathing. What has happened in the past year? I'm a balance of ages. You know, little by little every day, if I experience it, I'm happy. I'm sure this has to do with the balance of ages. I'm sure it does.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Yeah, we had a minor technical difficulty, so we want to bring this up again. William Barr, is he going to be forced to testify? Generally speaking, I think no. But this is, like we said, this is a stalemate. Because who is the person that is going to, you know, Congress can subpoena him, and they're going to, you know, who's going to go after him? The sergeant of arms, okay, you gotta follow these subpoenas, and he's going to say, here's my FBI guys, you know, good luck. And then, not only that, if it's criminal contempt, guess who are the ones that have to enforce the criminal contempt? They send it to the attorney general's office for them to go after this person that's not showing up on the subpoena.
Yeah, this reminds me of that joke about the baseball game that was being organized between the forces of darkness and heaven, and the guys from heaven were saying, we got all the best players. We got Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb and everything like that. And the forces of darkness says, yeah, well, who do you think has all the umpires? We're not going to lose, you know. And that's the same thing here. Who's the one in charge of enforcing the rules and making sure all this come happen? It's the AG's office and bar.
And he has executive privileges. But there is, if you go back and look at the history, during the Bush time, this did happen. There were some subpoenas. There was fights that went on. And without getting into details, what happens is it never makes it to the appellate or Supreme Court. A lower court ruled on it. But what happened is Obama came in. He was elected. And then it just kind of fell apart. Mm-hmm. And so nothing has really gone up to the upper courts to decide this. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens in this William Barr, whether or not I think he doesn't have to. And then that's, yes, he does. But I don't think he has to.
I mean, we were talking about this a little bit on the break here, but you look at the firestorm that William Barr has been under. He is confirmed to the Senate on the 14th of February, 2019. 5 weeks and one day later, he receives the report from Mueller. 2 days after that, he releases his... And from the time he released the summary until now has just been the subject of accusations and firestorms on all sides. It didn't say enough. It said too much. Mueller is contacting him saying the public and the media are misinterpreting it. And then they released the redacted stuff. And now everybody's saying, yeah, you gotta, you know, my thought on this is, who in her right mind, when President Trump calls him up and says, "Hey, I'd like to nominate you for this position in my cabinet," who in their right mind goes, "Yeah, all right, that sounds like a good idea to me"?
Not just Trump. I say from this point on, if a Democrat gets in the presidency, it's going to be brutal on that person too. It's going to be just a melee. Who would ever want to go into politics? I don't know. But that's, for me, that's just, people always say, "Fred, you got to run for this or that." I'm like, hard pass.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Or your family.
I mean, they talk about, you know, people have said that the commander-in-chief might not have all of his marbles there. I think anybody who chooses to go into politics maybe needs to have their marbles checked.
Well, politics is a blood sport.
Yeah.
And I think we all know that. And now we have an era in politics, and this is not right or left slanted. This is just an observation that everything all the time is political. There's very little statesmanship. There's very little actual governing. Instead, it's all political. And therefore, they can't get a lot done, which I'm kind of thankful for, you know, on the one hand. But on the other, it's really interesting to me how the fine art of statesmanship has simply left the national body politic.
It died just seems with McCain.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Gone with McCain.
Let's get out of politics.
Well, I think,
sad.
And maybe even before that, those of us would argue maybe the Obama regime was responsible a bit, and then McCain came in and tried to balance the ship, and now he's gone. And where are the voices of reason? Where are they?
Hey, let's talk about Penn State's president. This is very interesting. This goes way back to the Sandusky trial, which is the individual who had issues with sexual harassment,
molesting
of children in or at Penn State.
Hold on just a second.
Sure.
Let me get this straight. We don't get political on this show, but to get us off the political topic, we're picking the Penn State story.
That's right.
That's the one that gets us away from politics.
Well, everything's politics.
We have to go somewhere.
Yes.
But
okay.
We talk about both sides.
That's right. But, so the Penn State story, Jerry Sandusky.
Jerry Sandusky was the assistant coach, and apparently he had some pedophile issues. And the issue came is who knew what about it. Just devastated a wonderful university with what happened and whether or not there was cover up. A number of people went to jail because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's I think 30 to 60 years is spending his life in the rest of his life in jail. But the issue is what did the president of the university, and his name is Spainer?
Graham Spainer.
Yeah. What did he know? And apparently did he cover some stuff up? He was like a number of other individuals in the upper hierarchy, was given a sentence of, 2 months? I believe it's only 2 months or 30 days of actual jail time. And he argued that this law, and I'll let you get a little more into it because this is your area of law because you're a criminal lawyer, Tom. This basically law, they were using it retroactively against him, that didn't apply, and the court upheld it and said, "You're correct." So what was that a little bit about?
So here's what happened. There was an assistant coach, Mike McCreary, mm-hmm. and he claims that one evening he observed what appeared to be Sandusky with a child in a shower, and he reported that to his superiors, and the evidence is clear that this report made it all the way to President Spainer's office, and Spainer knew about it. And Spainer is quoted as saying, as a result of that, "The only downside for us is if the message isn't heard and acted upon, then we become vulnerable for not having reported it." And that was used as saying, "See, you knew you should have done something, but you didn't do anything at the time. time, and
right.
and that's about his state of mind. Well, the problem is, at the time these offenses occurred, the 1995 version of the law was in place. In 2007, the law was amended so that employers who oversaw employees working with children could now have liability if those that they oversaw were engaged in bad behavior with the children. And under the 2007 version of the law, that would have applied, and Spanier was prosecuted using the 2007 version, the 2007 jury instructions, and that's what happened. The problem is the offense occurred before 2007, when that kind of employer-employee liability did not exist in the state of Pennsylvania, and his argument is you needed to prosecute me under the state of the law as it was as of 95, not 2007. You can't apply it retroactively. And 2 days before he is supposed to go in and serve his jail sentence. We're talking about a jail sentence that was handed down when? 2012? Something like that, a long time ago. He's finally getting ready to go serve that.
Well, like 30 days worth or something.
Yeah, and the federal judge said, you're right. They couldn't apply it retroactively.
And the laws you're talking about specifically apply to child endangerment.
Yes.
Right. So these were the laws that were in effect at the time, and it's a constitutional issue, isn't it, Todd? Because isn't that you can't do ex post facto laws?
That's one of the issues that gets raised. What is the ex post facto is when a law is changed, can you go back and prosecute people for conduct that existed before the law was changed? And, you know, it's one thing to say ignorance of the law is no defense, but if no law even existed, how can you prosecute somebody for that? But they agreed. And so now the court agreed. And so now the prosecutor has to determine whether or not they're going to go back and prosecute him again, which they are free to do based upon the judge's ruling, but they have to prosecute him using the 1995 version of the law. Now, the prosecutor's argument in all of this to uphold the conviction is they believe that the 95 version and the 2007 version of the law are substantially similar and that a conviction would have occurred under either. And so I think the court is saying, well, okay, I'll call your bluff. Go ahead and prosecute him under that.
And guess what? The court not only said that, the court said, by the way, you have 3 months to do it. And I think the prosecutors are going to think hard about, do we do this? But you know what? You know what his jail time would have been? 2 months.
Well, the minimum was 2 months.
He was sentenced to 30 days.
30 days. He was sentenced to 30 days.
Kidding.
Yeah. And then some house arrest, too. So basically, he was going to do hardly anything. But
And get this, the entire time, so he was dismissed as president back in 2011, and the entire time from 2011 until now, his status has been on paid administrative leave. He's been receiving a salary from Penn State for the entire time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Well, Article 1, Section 9 and Section 10 are the ex post facto constitutional prohibitions, so look at those. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a Tesla crash, by the way, one of the first coming out for the automatic driving?
Autopilot.
Autopilot, yeah, self-driving. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a little bit about Trump. We'll be back. I'm your host, Fred Penny, with my other co-hosts, Denise and Todd.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk, and we thank you for doing so. The program will continue with our final segment right after this. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
See, that wasn't so bad.
This is Radio Law Talk.
What we've been following, we're going to continue to follow, is the autopilot navigation system. There's a lawsuit against Tesla right now on that out of California that they're going to follow that. There's so much to talk about there, and it's just beginning. That's a whole new topic that I don't think we have a lot of time to talk about. I think, Todd, we discussed it in Denise, but you know, if you have a brief discussion, let's get into Julian Assange.
I mean, just really quickly, this is a guy who was driving a Tesla, and at 71 miles an hour, it crashed into a median, died, and he was using their autopilot feature. So he was basically thought the car could drive itself. My only issue with this is, So much of the evidence that is purported to be stuff that they're going to bring out deal with statements that the deceased person made and about what he thought about the car could and couldn't do. And the big hurdle for this case is going to be overcoming the hearsay rule in even getting those statements before a jury. If you want the jury to believe what the deceased said, well, hearsay keeps a lot of that out, so they're going to have to be, the plaintiffs are going to have to be creative and get a judge that rules in their favor to allow those statements to come in, and without them, a lot of the evidence they have is going to be curtailed.
But you know what? This is all evidence of experts. This is an expert evidence.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's going to be don't forget, these new cars, by the way, people don't realize, new cars have black boxes now. And we have I can't get into all the details of some of our cases we have. We read those black boxes in a big case. You know, if it's a smaller case, it's not worth the money and the cost to look at the black box. But it's just like a plane now. You can read what it does.
And there's two defendants here, too. Not just Tesla, but the Department of Transportation of the state is also being sued because they're arguing that they failed to maintain the roads properly. So it's going to be an interesting one to find out and follow up with.
Speaking of interesting, Julian Assange, he is in England, and he's been sitting in the Ecuadorian embassy for quite some time. We talked about this 2 weeks ago on our show, so go back and listen to our podcast on that.
Worst house guest ever, folks.
Yeah, he is just interesting. Just wasn't taking showers, was not nice to the staff, according to the Ecuadorian embassy. And look, he's there. They're trying to arrest him, and he's sitting there. And don't be mad at the Ecuadorian people or, the staff there. And by the way, he started ripping on the Ecuadorian president. And so they finally went, here you go. You're out of here. And then so now he's been arrested.
And they had the England police to come pick him up.
Yeah.
So they had to literally drag him out of the embassy.
Yeah, so they did that. So here's the issue. He's now appeared before the court in England. And apparently they say that there's £16 million is what it's cost for them to deal with this guy. And apparently he has been sentenced to 50 weeks in jail for really not the specific crimes, but for not following up on his bail or something? What was that? He was supposed to that's what the judge said. It wasn't for you've committed this crime, but he was supposed to be
essence in contempt of their judicial system by being released on bail and then not showing up at the extradition hearings like he was supposed to show up to. And so they took him into custody. And rightly so, this case, Julian Assange's conduct as a house guest for Ecuador reminds me so much of the cases that we did in the past where the 20-something son or early 30s son finally gets evicted by his parents from the house. All they ever have to do is say nasty things about mom and dad for stealing my Lego collection. Stuff, never minding the fact that the parents bent over backward to put you up, and that's kind of what Assange was like.
Yes, and while he was escaping law in the embassy, what he did was he was wanted in Sweden for sexual assault allegations. He denied those, folks.
And they dropped it.
They had to drop it because the statute of limitations ran while he was hiding out.
Yeah.
And in addition, it wasn't just that, but basically the UK court said, you've been putting yourself out of reach in this embassy and trying to remain in the United Kingdom, which is against our laws. And so he has now been found guilty of breaching the Bail Act, and now he has to serve 50 months. What's going to happen to him? Do you think that U.S. is going to try to get him extradited?
Of course
I think so. And I don't think I don't think they're going to have much trouble doing it.
50 weeks, not months. You said 50 months.
50 weeks.
Two weeks
shy of a year. I don't think they're going to have much trouble getting him over here because, quite frankly, from the U.S.'s perspective, what he did poses a huge breach for national security, allowing some of this stuff to come over. But
which one? I mean, what time did he release WikiLeaks that U.S.
This is the stuff. I'm talking about the stuff that Chelsea Manning, the military guy, gave to WikiLeaks that had national secrets that went out. Not so much about the posting of the emails of the Clinton campaign. It's egregious from certain people's perspective. But in my opinion, isn't as serious as the releasing of secrets for national security. But I do think that this is going to bring to a head journalistic privilege in releasing stuff because he's going to claim that WikiLeaks is a journalistic website and that releasing that, you may have a claim against the person that took the stuff, but you can't come after the journalistic entity that actually published it. And I think a lot of news agencies are going to be looking at that because they might not like him individually, but that how this case goes down is going to have an effect on how they operate and do their business.
That's exactly my point I was going to bring up. That is a huge issue. And if their lawyers are smart, they're going to stick to one thing and one thing only. We're journalists. And, are you going to stop us from reporting the news? And you're exactly right, Todd. It has to do with go after the people that got it illegally.
Right, and that's the Mueller side of it. The hackers were the Russians. Mm-hmm. WikiLeaks distributed. They didn't have any crime when they distributed the information because they weren't the hackers.
That's right.
And so that's kind of what they're going to say. We weren't the hackers. We weren't the ones that obtained the information illegally. So it's going to be interesting, and I don't know what's going to happen to him, but I would never invite him into my home.
You're not going to invite him for dinner. No. He's got to take a shower first, I understand. He was throwing frisbees around, and people were telling him to stop. It's just an interesting guy to be around.
Well, he's got cats. Can't come to my place because my cats wouldn't have him.
That's exactly right. So here's the other. You know, we've got a few minutes left, and we don't have time to get into all the Trump stuff. But obviously, there's a fight with they're subpoenaing Trump's bank records, and actually even his kids back to when they were children. And Trump is going to fight that, and they're in the middle of that fight. We're going to have time to talk about this, because this is going to continue. We're going to have time to talk about it on our next show next week or the week after, because it's not going to end this week.
No.
But he is trying to get, because I believe it's the 6th of May is when his two banks have to start giving up some of the records to Congress. And they said, unless we have a court order that says we're not supposed to, we're going to start giving it up. So this is going to happen. This coming week is going to be a big deal.
So Monday, unless Trump and his family members get protective order to keep the banks from releasing the records, then they're going to get released. And it's kind of funny because the executive branch is calling upon the judicial branch to protect the executive branch.
Right.
And that's kind of a fun thought.
The only other thing that could happen is they may not get necessarily a protective order, but a stay to allow the judge to make the decision.
I think that's going
to happen. Because they did file a federal lawsuit on Monday claiming there's no legitimate or lawful purpose for the subpoenas. The judge is going to have to rule on it, so they may issue a stay until the court can rule on it.
I think that's
Do you know what court was that brought in, the D.C. court?
It was filed in New York.
New York.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to do our famous quick takes. Cal, tell us what quick takes are.
Quick takes, your chance to quickly summarize one of the issues we've talked about today. And let's start with Mr. Kunin and your quick take.
All right, my quick take actually is about you, Mr. Hunter.
Uh-oh.
It's about you, and I'm going to say that when the regional Emmy Awards finally create a category called Best Case or No Case Liar, the Calvin Hunter Emmy win drought will be over.
Thank you. Very nice, Fred.
All right, quick take. Get on board. We've got so many new affiliates coming on. If you don't get on board right away, someone else in your city is going to take Radio Law Talk, and you're not going to be able to play our show.
All right, fair enough. Denise, your quick take.
Okay, mine is, did Winnie the Pooh get caught with his hand in the honeypot?
Oh.
Stay tuned.
Oh. Those are some good puns. All right, thanks for joining us. Join us next week live, Pacific time, 9 to noon. We'll talk to you later. I'm your host, Fred Penny, with Denise Dirks and Mr. Todd Kunin.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.